Next, Keaton Gatlin. Wellback is Hold Me Up, and last, Zipping Alabama down the back straight, and it's He's On Fire who leads it by two. McInerney, Zipping Kyrgios is running on. They're clear of Aglan Luai. It's He's On Fire at the home corner, just from McInerney. Zipping Kyrgios in the middle. McInerney hit the front. Zipping Kyrgios drives. McInerney. McInerney's won the $10 million chase and beaten Zipping Kyrgios.
It was the Vicks who were to the fore in the $10 million chase. An emotional win for Noel Mugovan and the team, and Jason Adams, who joins us. That was a great night for greyhound racing.
It was. Good morning to you, Michael, and it was a top night at Wentworth Park. I mean, the racing was red hot, but also the stories that surrounded a lot of the winners on the night, and particularly that of McInerney, who, as you said, was the only Victorian in the field, and he's come up trumps in the final, which we all love. But to Noel Mugovan, his owner and breeder as well, it's a result of decades of successful breeding, and it has been a really tough couple of months for them with a couple of losses in the family. Yeah. So no doubt this is a good boost for them. And for Brendan Purcell, the trainer as well, he works hard. He's one of the great characters in the sport, and so happy for what he's achieved as well.
I bumped into actually one of the owners of Mooney Valley Gallops on Friday night of McInerney, who was heading up to Sydney. So what's the future now for the $1 million winner?
I'd assume now he'd sort of set up shop down here in Melbourne. He hasn't lined up in heats of the Adelaide Cup tonight, so I assume he'll just hone in on races potentially like the Top Gun. I mean, he comes right in the calculations, given he has won the MDC, and then it's full throttle towards Melbourne Cup, and then who knows after that. He could maybe build a case to for the spot holders in the Phoenix. So I think he'd be staying home and targeting those big features coming up during our carnival.
Well, it was great to see. We've got another star dog here in Victoria. Over in South Australia, the Adelaide Cup heats are on tonight at Angle Park. Who are we keeping an eye on?
Well, they're quite deep, and we've got a Victorian interest in every heat. So I guess some of the bigger names, the likes of Paddy Wants Pat, Photo Man, Fernando Mick, Dusty Bursky, Zippy Tesla. So we can fly the flag and then cheer on in each. So the first of those heats is at about 10-8 tonight. And, of course, the biggest name in the LA Cup Series is Where She's Far. She's not even in tonight. You might wonder why she's not lining up in a heat, because she won the Match Racing Series last week in stunning fashion. So I think she was about $2.50 into $2 last week before the series, and now that she's cemented her spot in next week's final, she's $1.60. So she was superb. She trialled at Sandown yesterday, had a brief hit out just to keep the fitness bubbling over, and she went as fast as you'd imagine she'd go. So Adelaide Cup heat tonight. There's one that I don't mind, Michael. I know you don't mind getting a tip out of me. In the final heat of the night, which is race 8, Call Me Buster, for Brendan Purcell, who trained McInerney to win the $1 million chase. I think it's $16. I think he's a sneaky hope. That's race 8, number 5, the last heat of the Adelaide Cup tonight.
Oh, gee, I like that. Race 8, number 5. A sneaky each way play at about $16. What about more locally? You got a good meeting at Sandown?
Not a bad meeting. There's a handful of good dogs going around that we should be keeping an eye on. So one of those is Big Oba Rocks in race 6. He's clearly been one of the fastest greyhounds in the country for some time now. He's just got to put it all together. We haven't seen him really continue to have big race performances. So Mario Bagani stepped him up to 700 metres. Hopefully that means for him he can settle in a more positive position and we can see the real Big Oba Rocks step out tonight. So he goes around in race 6, keen to see what he can do. And another one of the more interesting runners tonight, Baby JC, she steps out in race 9. She's won 7 of 10, doing everything right so far for her trainer, Bob Douglas. So she makes her Sandown debut tonight. It's not her first look around the track. She has trialled here over the past couple of weeks, so not going in blind, and she looks a real, real exciting type too. So they're two of the bigger names lining up tonight here at Sandown.
Good on you, Jace. Have a great weekend.
Likewise, Michael. Thank you.